Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award nominated podcast.
I was about to say, we're live from Planet Hollywood.
We are.
And now we are. Woo! We are at the beautiful Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas for the iHeart Festival this weekend.
Yeah.
Feels good to be, you know, I've been here for, I think, 4 years in a row. Still feels like it the first time.
I'm just kidding.
But it still is exciting.
Yeah. I do. Vegas has a different feel for sure.
It does. We can see the strip from our room.
My eyes are burning and my skin is drying.
That casino air, baby.
That casino air. By the way, can we turn the air down a smidge? Is anybody else freezing in here?
I'm like fine.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Had some alcohol, so I have an internal fire.
I'm pretty cold, but I didn't want to.
Okay. Like, it feels like Antarctica in here.
Houston's like shivering over there.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
We have a very exciting show. We have Teddy Mellencamp on later on in the show. We're going to talk about her pregnancy, her new podcast coming out with iHeart. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. I love Teddy.
Flew over here with her.
You flew in the same plane?
Yeah, on the same plane next to her.
How was it?
It's so funny. We get on the plane and it's like a full flight and we're like seaboarding, right? So we get on and like there's no seats together. Of course, Teddy is like, excuse me, do you mind just moving one chair forward so we can sit together? It's like, leave it to her to like make somebody. But in all fairness, the girl just had to move up one chair. And it was like,
do you want to hear about my flight story today?
Was it bad?
It was stressful.
Why?
Per usual for me. Well, I moved my flight to later and I flew out of Burbank, which is closer to my house. So I, in my mind, was like, well, that gives me more time than if I were flying out of LAX. So I drove because I was like, well, I'll just valet since it's like easier that way. I realize we're not flying into Burbank tomorrow night, so I'm gonna have to Uber there. Anyways, I check in. I've never in my life asked someone to like let me cut them because I'm late. And I asked this man in front of me, I was like, my flight leaves in 20 minutes. Do you mind if I go ahead of you? And he's like, oh, good luck. Kind of laughed at me, but he let me go in front of him. So I get up and the guy's like, it closes in 10 minutes. I was like, I can do it. So I go through security. I'm running to my gate, which I've always been too prideful to do that. And every time I see people, I'm like, suckers. I was sprinting and I get, they're calling my name over the loudspeaker. And I get there and she's like, I like almost locked y'all out. There were like other people with me. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. I'm like panting.
Like, I don't understand people like you. Like, you know your flight's leaving, you know you're boarding at a specific time, and you know how long it takes you to get to the airport and how long it approximately takes you to go through security. Why does one not give themselves ample time to just...
I had some things at the gate? I needed to finish up at home.
What did you have to... Please tell me.
To do an Insta story for a client, someone I'm working with, and I had to do it at home.
Okay,
and then it took a second because I didn't like how I looked in the video.
Well, wake up a little earlier.
Okay, Tanya, well... I don't wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning like you. So
I'm like,
some of us like to rest and I've been traveling nonstop. So I was like, oh, I just want to sleep in.
And so the anguish at the airport is like nothing I have. Like I hate it more than anything. Whenever I fly New York, I feel like I always get stuck in that gnarly line. Like it's always hit or miss. Uh-huh. And whenever I'm stuck in it, I just get this panic over me, even though I give myself like a full hour.
Yeah, you've never once been genuinely stressed, like with reason.
Once I
within
was stressed.
Reason.
True. I still had like 20 minutes.
Today was the first time where I was like, I made a mistake. Normally I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll catch the next one. I could have done that, honestly, but I'm sitting here today. Made it on time. Made it for dinner.
So happy that you're here. I've missed you so much.
I know. I feel like the past 2 weeks, like I saw you in the podcast and then mm-hmm. I left again. So it's been like sporadic moments here and there with
you. I really don't like it. And I've been in a really weird headspace all week. And it's just like you've been gone and it's like not been
good.
Look,
I'm only a text away. So if you're in a weird headspace.
I know. I text you every time.
Not really. You were pretty silent. And then today you're like, oh. I need you. I'm breaking down.
I get into this like weird headspace when I have like a big thing coming up. And so I've had like Emmys on the brain all week and it's like so exciting, but I just get like so heady about everything. Like I just cancel out. Like I don't like hang out with anybody. Like, I know it's weird. Like, I get into this like zone.
You're like a student studying for their like big exam.
Totally.
Yeah.
And yet I'm not really.
But like, what do you mean?
Well, like, I guess I am. Yeah. But like, joyfully. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all like, I'm.
Oh, yeah. This, you're the student who loves to study.
Totally. Totally. And I'm like so excited. So I'm like, I finish a show and I'm like, oh, my God, I love that show. So then I want to listen to like every interview that like that actress did about that show, or like I want to like look at like her backstory, and then I get like super invested. So now I'm like really invested in these people. And if they lose on Sunday, I'm going to feel like personally attacked.
That's a lot to put on them and yourself.
I know.
A lot of pressure on
a lot of pressure on this.
TV stars.
Yeah. Like, guys, if I'm sitting there on Sunday and I see Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
We know, Tanya. You already said this on the last podcast.
If she makes eye contact with me, I will lose my
So, like, you'll just... Eye contact is all you're really looking for?
I would like some physical contact, but I'll go if I...
Okay, let's not get kicked off the carpet, Tanya.
Well, a hug, I mean.
Oh.
Don't people hug?
Yeah, but some people don't like hugs.
I
so
think
I would approach
hugs.
It in a way that you gauge that, because some people are like,
oh, yeah. Phoebe seems like a hugger.
Okay, I don't know her like you do, so
I only know
Phoebe, my little angel baby, fluff queen dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I just googled Phoebe. Does Phoebe Waller-Bridge like hugs? And the first thing comes up is an interview with the newspaper where she hugged the interviewer when it started.
Oh, my girl!
I think you're in business.
That is my girl.
That's great, though. That's actually good knowledge to know, though.
I know. That's going to pop up on
Because you know what
carpet.
Would be awful is to go in for a hug and her freak out and then be like, that's like your impression of her.
I know. And what if I see Sandra Oh?
Oh, my God. Please.
Get her on the podcast?
Yeah. Okay. Get her on the podcast. Also, though, just tell her we love her.
I know.
That's all I need.
I know.
Tell her we miss. Yeah.
I just think this is really important about Phoebe Waller-Bridge. She also said in another interview she had the worst audition she ever had was when she hugged the person that she was auditioning for. And she hugged for too long, and she thinks that ruined the whole audition for her. So
this is a woman of my own rib.
You connect of your rib.
Uh-huh.
The lesson is don't over hug your heroes. That's what she says.
Oh, well, there. Okay. So hug, but quick.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Gentle, but fast.
Gentle, fast hug. Yeah.
Great. That was actually very helpful. That I feel like relieved for Tanya now going into this weekend.
Me too.
One last thing you can check off. Yeah.
I don't know how far away I'm going to be from them, though. Like, I don't know if I'm just going to be like seeing them or if I'm going to be.
Oh, they'll feel your stare. They don't need to be close to know they're talking.
You're like sitting at a table, right?
Is that no, how I'm standing.
No, you're standing? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know if it's like bird's eye. Like, I don't know if we're like from above or like, I don't know if we're close to the limos. So like they pass by us. I have no idea. I'll find out tomorrow.
So exciting.
It is exciting.
Wait, so how are things in your life? Why were you dark today?
Well, there's a plethora of things.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Senor all week, but it's due to my own.
Oh, he like, tried and you're
well,
like,
well, I just like
studying.
Last weekend when we said goodbye, I was like, I'm probably not going to see you for a while. I get like in this mm-hmm. headspace. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's been just like.
Respectful.
So I'll see him Sunday. We're going to have dinner after the carpet.
Great. Cute.
Because we wrap like early.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Early dinner after the Emmys.
Yeah. So cute.
Are you going to watch the Emmys together?
Oh, I should watch the Emmys.
Tanya, like anytime Senor texts her, it'll be like, well, I won't know what he says. She'll get a text and she'll go, she'll look at me and go, And I'm like, what? And she's like, he's just so cute. And I'm like, what did he say? And she's like, he was like, how was your day?
That's so cute.
So embarrassing. It's so true. It'll be like the dumbest thing. And I'm like, it's really not that cute. And then I'm like, oh.
I just feel like you read it and he's like, how was your day? You read it like in your own tone, like how you would say it.
Totally. And he's probably like, how's your day?
Yeah, he's like really dry and sarcastic.
Yeah.
So like it's so funny that you're like, oh, and he's probably just like, hey.
Yeah. Like, what up?
No, I feel like he probably says it really cute.
Wait, but we didn't talk about this last on Monday and I was so mad because this was like, you were like wing woman fail hardcore on when you guys met.
Oh, yeah.
So, as we discussed on the podcast, I purchased him some sweatpants. that were the size of my house on accident.
They were large.
So large. So that night, when Becca had the surprise party for Laura, I was planning on giving them to him that night because that was the next night that I was going to see him. So we're at Becca's house and she's all, hey, senor, did you like your, what did you say?
I think I said, did you like the sweatpants?
Oh, yeah, did you like the sweatpants? And he looks at me and he's like.
And I was like, oh, hell. I was like,
oh, Becca, I haven't given him the sweatpants.
And I was just like, oh.
And then it was awkward. So then I was like, had to explain to him what I did, which is so not the move.
It felt good, though, because I was able to be like, but it's cute, you know, rather than you doing it on your own.
It would have been so much cuter if we got home and I was like,
here's your XXXXL sweatpants.
We actually took a picture of them in him and he was like, we need to send this to Becca. But I felt because he's like half naked in the photo and I didn't want to send the photo out. So I didn't send it to you. Actually, yeah. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, I don't want that sitting on my phone.
I felt like protective over him. I was like, you know, I don't want that in the ether webs. But he did say to send it to you because it's like so hilarious.
It's just funny because like his face was just so confused. And then he looks at Tanya and Tanya's looking at me and I'm just like, okay.
So it just was such a.
Oh my gosh.
They're so funny. Huge.
But like he's pulling, they're elastic. So it's like those probably fit him comfortably.
Yeah. Though you could fit four of him in those.
I just want y'all to know Senor is very handsome and has a good body.
Oh, hello.
And white teeth.
Yeah. I don't feel bad showing this because he did say I could send it to you, but I just felt bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want it in the cloud or anything.
Oh, no. I would have gone straight to my like half naked boy. Right.
What if
cloud
you got hacked
album?
And then like there was a photo of Senor in his sweatpants? Just, I just can't have that in your
vulgar
phone.
Well, so things are going well. Still on a high.
Still on a high.
Oh, did y'all went on a double date?
We did.
Something
talk about
significant
it?
Happened. No. She didn't talk about her double date, did she?
No.
Because there was something significant on the walls.
There was.
So elaborate.
There were. Okay, so we go on a double date with the couple that we met. It was their wedding that we met, you know? And it was super cute. And we went to this restaurant that was kind of like in their part of town. And we walk up and like he points out. He's like, look what's on the...
He pointed it out?
Yeah. Well, there was one on the hostess's desk or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. So, like, you know me, I'm so cheesy. I, like, took a photo of it.
Oh,
and then we walk in, and I'm like, there are literally butterflies all over the wall in this restaurant. Like, literally, like, not like one or two, like, swarming the walls of this restaurant. And I was like, is this a sign?
Well, for those who, let's not over, okay, let's not go overboard. But for those who have been living under a rock in the scrubbing in world, he is Senor Butterfly because they had their first kiss to Kacey Musgraves'
Butterflies.
Not Crazy Town's Butterfly, which it often gets mistaken.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I don't even know that.
Often
but it's
come
mistaken.
Lady, come.
Oh,
come.
Yeah.
Be my butterfly, sugar. Good. Wait, I should, that's a good one. Okay, I mean, noted.
So that's really cute.
Isn't that cute? Mm-hmm. Like, and nobody knew that. Like,
I like that he was like, hey, look.
He pointed out the one, but then when I saw all of them over the wall, I was like, oh. And then they all like walk out and I'm like, hold on, please. Like, taking photos of everything.
You're like, Senor, go stand against the wall.
I think that's 100% a sign though, because I have been in zero restaurants that have butterflies. All, you know what I mean?
Same, right. Honestly.
And I'm looking for them.
Yeah. Maybe it's because you're looking for them.
Yeah.
No. So, sometimes that helps. Yeah, that's how things work.
Once I let my guard down, then the butterflies
then
will
the
come.
Butterflies yeah, yeah, yeah. Will come. Yeah.
But I mean, out of all the different insects with wings that they could have on the decor.
Could have been dragonflies.
Yeah. Dragonflies bees, are very popular.
Moths.
Wasps. Also, all the restaurants
snakes.
In L.A. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of restaurants.
So, 100% a sign that you were meant to go to that restaurant. Yeah. It was Thai food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were meant to have pad thai.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, things are...
We had a lot of people triggered by the chewing on the microphones
on the last podcast.
Oh, with our food?
Yeah, you know, when I was trying to prove the point with Mark. And so I just wanted to apologize because I do feel like I put my like greatest fear onto y'all. And like, you didn't want it and I still made you listen. But I also think it proved a point. And I think people maybe who didn't have that phobia before have it now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And everyone agreed that it could ruin a relationship.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So glad to clear that up.
There was something else that I brought up at the end of the podcast last week that I wanted to talk about.
No, we aren't talking about it on this happy weekend in Vegas.
Okay. So table it for the next podcast.
Let them know what
it is.
Is
this a double podcast tease?
No, because she teased it on the last one.
Yeah.
We're teasing it again now.
Yeah. Well, because it is a little bit of a downer, but it's really not a downer because I feel as though things like this happen in life where doors shut and we think that they're shutting, but really it's just because the right ones need to open. And I have been learning this difficult task because I am in the season of the doors shutting on me right now.
Really?
Yeah, I told you about this. And so
it was door.
There's two doors.
I mean, but kind of it's right next to each other.
Yeah,
in the same
totally.
Building.
Yeah, it was like a French door.
There were two French doors. Yeah.
It was a French door. But it's easy to like go down a path of self, like, why am I not good enough? Why not me? Why this? Why that? And it's like, I really like came out on the other end being kind of really in a better place.
Yeah, of course. I think that's, I told you about this when you told me about the French doors, that Lisa Kudrow did this speech and she was talking about how she didn't get one show and then I can't remember what it was, Seinfeld or something. It was another show that was like big and she got fired from it or didn't get it. And had she stayed on that show, she would have never gotten Friends.
It was Frasier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like kind of crazy because I'm like hearing like all these like stories now, like Alex Borstein, she's on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She like won an Emmy last year. She's like amazing. She was supposed to have the role. Did you watch Gilmore Girls?
No.
She was supposed to have the role of Suki, which is Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
Who had that role. So that was supposed to be hers. But she couldn't take it because she was like filming some other show or whatever. And now she's like getting all these accolades and like all this recognition for her job in Mrs. Maisel. And so it's just like, it is cool because it's like, I think when you're in it, you kind of take it internally and think like, what's wrong with me? But really, it's just because the right door just hasn't opened yet.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times we think like, oh, if the door shut, then another one has to open immediately.
Right.
But sometimes it doesn't happen like that, or it's not on our own time frame. So
yeah.
I think you're doing just fine.
Thanks.
So OpenFit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit, which is what I need. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. It's like it was made for me.
Yep. So sculpt your body in the convenience of your own home. No eyes on you. Work out with amazing trainers like Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar, or the newest workout, Rough Around the Edges, with six of the most badass stunt women in the biz.
Yeah, you get what you put in and you'll see results within the first 30 days. To be honest, I'm at the point right now. I know I've talked about it a lot, but it just keeps coming up and this feels like a good time to bring it up. Like my pants, they're unbuttoned right now, but a lot of them don't even button. So I'm like needing some open fit in my life.
We can do it tomorrow morning in our hotel room.
We sure can, but yep, we can. One of the people that's really popular on there is Hunter McIntyre with his Tough Mudder workout, which I've done a Tough Mudder before, so I feel like a workout called Tough Mudder would be very
complicated. Done a Tough Mudder?
We did it on the Bachelor in wedding dresses.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really
fun. I
really
wanted to do one.
So like I did like a part of it and I walked a lot, but I, you know, because it was really hard. So
yeah. They like shock you and everything. And like,
yeah, I didn't go. Yeah. I didn't do that. I just had to climb some things, et cetera. But you'll actually be amazed at how quickly the changes can happen with this workout. Your abs will get tight and toned and I believe it. Your arms will get more sculpted. Also what I need, and you won't add bulk, which is what I want. I want to just be toned, fit. So without the pain and strain of high impact movements, that's what Hunter McIntyre does.
OpenFit has changed the way that we work out, and texting our code Becca to 303030, you can join us on our fitness journey personalized just for you. So right now during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text Becca to 303030. You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text Becca to 303030. That's 303030 to...
No,
Becca.
No. Oh. Okay. Again, text 303030. That's 303030 and type the word Becca.
Standard message and data rates may apply.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Easton.
And we're talking about getting your body in picture perfect shape. Where are you gonna? How are you gonna frame that?
Oh, look. Great segue.
Yeah. Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that we love FrameBridge, and they make it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from like your child's art projects, concert posters, to the vacation photos that are sitting on your phone. So here's how it works. You just go to framebridge.com, you upload your photo, or they'll send you a package to safely mail in your physical pieces. Cause I actually had this like rolled up photo of the Capitol Records building. So I sent that in to get framed. You preview your item online. In any frame style, you choose your favorite, or you get free recommendations from their talented designers.
I have so many photos of Phoebe framed by FrameBridge. They're my favorites. The expert team at FrameBridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. I know it doesn't take a genius to hang like a picture or a frame, but I felt very productive because they made it so easy for me. Instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at just $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code Becca. We love FrameBridge. You'll love it. It's the easiest process. Super great prices. And with our code, you get a discount. Get started today. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code Becca. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Once again, that's framebridge.com, promo code Becca. We are a People's Choice Award 2-time nominee.
That's
podcast.
Right. Have you been voting every day?
Yes, I have. And also, I did a panel last night and a bunch of the scrubbers were there in support.
Did they vote while they were there?
I'm sure they're like our number, like they're always voting.
Okay. Yeah, they are always voting.
And I hadn't seen a lot of them since the last People's Choice Award voting party. So it was like full circle.
Oh, cute.
I know. I love them.
I do too.
They're like, I told them like they're the LA Scrub Sisters. They're like it's like Mickey and Crystal and all the girls. And
I know. It's like so sweet. And like, it's so funny. I was just talking to Dean at dinner and he was just like, can you guys share, can we get this? I was like, can you share the nomination for this People's Choice Award? And I was like, you know what's so crazy? I was like never the girl that like won anything in high school. Like I was never that person. And so it's like so crazy to have people that like listen to this podcast that are so invested that want to do you know what I mean? Like it's a very, I think I'm a big, it means so much to me when people like show support in that type of way.
Yeah. Like they're not necessarily good. Like they're just doing it for us.
Like fully.
Yeah.
Cause they love the pot like that. Like that. That's like my love language. So it truly like it really hits me in every part of my body. Like it's like really weird.
Oh my God. I know exactly what you mean. Cause, I mean, the scrubbers made me the caramel corn princess.
Yeah.
I do want to point out my lovely wife, Allison, and I, we got to go to the Summer of Caramel Corn wrap-up party that Arco held the other night. And they showed this, like, produced video of, like, going over all the stuff they did over the summer, all the collaborations. And then 3/4 of the way through the video, it's, like, the chief marketing guy for Arclight Cinemas. And he's like, we even crowned our first caramel corn princess this year. And then they played video of me like getting the crown on the podcast.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God, we made it into the marketing materials.
I mean, how could you not?
And it's all thanks to the scrubbers though. I mean, cause that was totally something. I just said like, hey guys, it'd mean a lot to me if you messaged this movie theater company you've never heard of and like told them to give me a fake title. And they all did it. And it was just incredible. It touched my heart. Every time I look at that crown, my heart just like pounds out of my chest.
I know. It really does something internally.
Yeah.
I know.
It's and really cool. Yeah. So we're going to have another party.
Yeah. So if you are in the Los Angeles area or want to drive or fly to the Los Angeles area,
we would love to have you there. Boating party.
Wait, I was about to say something about...
Are we going to go to the People's Choice Awards?
Exactly what it was.
Yeah, that, you know, okay, I was wondering about that because we all know how last year went.
Yeah.
Very grateful to get the award, but it would have also been nice to have it be televised.
Well, I don't, they have not a lot of televised.
Hey, maybe just carry acknowledge your pigeon. Yeah, on a screen.
During a commercial break or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious if that's going to, like, I think the pop podcast category was by far the category that had the most growth since then.
I think because
of Scrubbing In.
It has to be.
I think that category got the most votes out of any other category in the entire People's Choice Awards.
Truly.
I don't have the data, but I think that's what happened.
I would love to see the data because I could not agree more.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if this year, are they going to televise that category? And also, will Mark and I get to go?
Will any of us get to go?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the question.
That is the question. When did we find out last year that we were going? Pretty, like a few days before?
No, I don't. I feel like it was maybe like a week before.
Maybe a week
before.
It
wasn't like last minute. It was just kind of like, hey, do you want to go?
Yeah.
You're invited.
Right.
You
know me, I'm a planner. So I like a week away seems very tight.
Don't I know it? I saw them, was it last year? But I'm very excited about the Backstreet Boys.
I need a photo with the Backstreet Boys.
Do you not have one?
I do.
But you need another.
I need another. I need to be next to Kevin Richardson.
No, he has a restraining order against you.
Every time I take a photo with them, literally Kevin's on the complete opposite side of me. And I'm like, are they doing this intentionally?
Yeah, all of a sudden you just like see him like easing to the other side.
Which is the one you used to practice kissing?
Kevin!
Yeah,
that's the
one. Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, they always make sure he's always on the other side.
I'm like, rightfully so, really.
I'm not like, I'm just going to like, make out with him now.
There's a lot of drama with the Nick Carter and Aaron Carter.
I know, I saw that.
And weirdly, so I saw when I picked up Laura from the airport.
You saw Nick Carter?
No, so we used to literally be obsessed with... what's Aaron's party?
Yeah.
Even like when I go visit home, we will put it on, you know, like it's a classic. And he walks by us at the airport.
Aaron Carter.
Yeah. And she was like, I said, oh, there's Aaron Carter, like calmly. And she's like, that is a big deal. And I was like, I mean, I get it in our like context of our friendship. Yes,
right,
it
right,
is,
right,
but,
right.
And then all this stuff happened, which is sad.
Yeah.
It's pretty don't want to get into that.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. Yeah. It's gonna take a dark
trying
time.
To take the attention off of Kevin, but
yeah.
So
I'm excited about Backstreet Boys.
I know,
wow,
same.
That was
I'm
a thrill.
Yeah, a real thrill.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our bachelor people. It's like a little reunion every
year. Are we
gonna
take cute photos tomorrow?
Of course. What are you wearing? What color?
Denim. It's like a black denim dress.
Great.
I'm kinda cash.
Great.
Keeping it cash. Yeah.
I'm in a neon yellow suit. Like a short suit. Like shorts and a blazer.
Cute.
It's pretty cute. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. It's from Shop Pop.
Cute.
Thank you. Wait, I was going to say, Ben Higgins was, you know, congratulating us on the People's Choice Award. And I said,
he didn't congratulate me.
Well, you know, I felt like he was just, you know, covering his bases. But I said, I wish y'all were nominated so we could beat y'all.
Did you really?
Ice cold.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, well, I wish y'all were nominated. And he was like, I think. And I was like, so we could beat y'all. They have a big podcast, you know?
Totally. That'd be a hard one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love them.
Love.
But
although I do have to. So I was in the studio when Mark was doing Jana's podcast. And they were giving me some heat about how much I vote for the PCAs. And I was like, I walked back because I obviously work with Mark every single day. And I walked back in the studio the next day and I was like, so Mark, heard you making fun of me and how much I'm voting for Scrubbing In on for the People's Choice Award on Jana's podcast. And he goes, yeah. He's like, you do. He's like, any second you have, you're voting. I was like, I feel like you wouldn't speak like that if you were on Scrubbing In, would you now?
Oh.
He was like, no, I wouldn't.
You know, maybe he's bitter because he doesn't get invited to be on the, like, you know, the traveling podcast.
No, he was voting a lot. He voted every day last year. Don't know if he's doing it this year.
You know,
Mark, we're gonna have to put him in the hot seat when he gets back.
Yeah. Mark and I both work on both shows, and excuse me, it's hard for us.
Right. Your heart's torn.
Our heart's torn. But the way I've been doing it is, and I told Jana this, I'll vote 1,000 times for Scrubbing In, and I'll vote like 100 times for what? Like, I'm throwing Wind Down some votes.
Me too. Yeah. I voted for Wind Down too.
Yeah, it's good karma to like give other people some votes.
I'm not voting for Wind Down. But I just really want to see that two-peat. You know, I'm sorry. It's like,
also, do you know who I want to shout out also is Chicks in the Office. I got a lot of DMs. Did you get DMs? I got DMs from Scrubbing In listeners saying that there was a girl on Fran on Chicks in the Office that was like speaking really sweet things about us.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. Awesome. After the PCAs came out.
I follow her and I followed the Chicks in the Office Instagram.
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I need to see if I've been tagged in any of those.
Yeah. Go through and read your DMs.
I'm gonna. I was on my flight to New York. I met Mike Johnson, who's actually in Vegas this weekend.
He's so tall.
I know.
He's a dreamboat. Handsome.
I know. Yeah. He has like a very like warm, welcoming vibe that's very appealing.
I'm like actually like kind of excited to go back to work on Monday because I feel like I do a trending report about Mike Johnson like every other day on the morning show.
So now you can report all good things.
He sat down with Ben and Ashley on the Almost Famous podcast for an in-depth episode that's going to air on the 30th. And let me tell you, that's an episode to listen to.
Wait, why? Like, is he in-depth?
No, because people wanted him as The Bachelor.
I know.
And
why
didn't
he get it?
But I think he probably talks about that on the podcast.
He does.
Is it because he's dating? He's with girlfriend? Does he have a girlfriend?
I mean, he's dating somebody.
Right. So that's why you can't be The Bachelor, right?
No. That's not why he wasn't chosen.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But he gets into all kinds of stuff, and he opens up in a crazy way. And he talks about Demi.
Cool.
It was a really good conversation.
Yeah.
I think everyone should go listen to it.
It's really kind of wild how the Bachelor cast has like all of a sudden it's like these major celebrities are dating these people from the show.
I mean, if Mike Johnson, Demi Lovato, Tyler Cameron, and Gigi Hadid go on a double date, I literally
and
will
Wells
lose
and
my mind.
Sarah.
Oh yeah, forget about them.
And I feel like I'm missing one.
Are we missing one?
I don't know. Is that it?
I think that's everybody. Oh, Nick Vial and
Rachel Bilson.
Rachel Bilson.
They're not dating,
but that's
they?
Not confirmed.
No, I don't think they're dating, but they could be, you know? No. I mean, I'm just saying, I feel like she's always flirting with him on his
Instagram.
We
had Dylan. We had Dylan, Hannah. Cute. Dylan, Hannah, Chris, and Katie on the morning show. Uh-huh. And I literally was like, I'm so happy for you guys. This is so good. But Dylan, I saw that you guys were watching the finale with Tyler Cameron. I need to know, are him and Gigi dating? Uh-huh. And what's the status of their relationship? He was like, you're just going to have to ask him. I was like, oh.
Well, yeah, they were probably like, hey, why don't you ask about us?
I mean, we did. I talked about them for a while.
They're really cute.
They are. I just like really like him, Dylan in particular, because I feel like he like pursued Hannah the way that I feel like a man should pursue a woman that he wants to spend the rest of his life with. Like, he was like zoned in and he was like, you're my girl and I want, that's it.
Yeah, he really was zoned in.
I like that.
I personally felt like I would have been a little overwhelmed by the attention.
Oh,
however,
I love it.
However, I have a friend who works on the show and she said he's actually like super funny and sarcastic, and they like didn't show like a lot of those parts of him. They only showed him being like super lovey-dovey and sweet. So like we said earlier, we have a very special guest. Teddy's been on our show before.
Mm-hmm.
We love her.
Love.
But she has a new podcast coming out, so she's going to come tease that. She's going to tell us about her pregnancy. I have a lot of questions to ask her.
I know. I like truly am obsessed with her. Like, it's like weird.
All right. So we'll take a break and then Teddy will be here with us.
We'll be right back.
have a very special guest joining us on our special podcast in Vegas. She's been here before.
She's not just special. She's more than that.
What? Tell us what she is, Tanya.
She knows. She... Well, let's just bring her in.
Yeah.
Oh, that, what a way, Tanya. You blew me away with your words.
Did you hear how I was about to introduce you and then she acted like she was about to steal the show with it?
But then she just gave me nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. We have,
she's like, you know, Teddy. What? She's,
We have Teddy Mellencamp.
Teddy Mellencamp.
Hi, guys.
Is in the room.
It's just funny because I feel like I, like, know you so well. Like, I feel as though you're somebody that's like a huge part of my life, and yet I see you 3 times a year.
Well, you're one of my people.
I know. It's,
you're part
so,
of the tribe.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah, like, even if she's not with you, she's with you. Me.
I know what you're doing at all times.
Yeah, but it's crazy because, like, you have this thing about you that, like, I just feel like I can just unload, and you just, like, know me so well. It's like the craziest connection.
I've seen all sides of Tanya.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. Like, it's like I got on the plane with her today and I was like, we picked right back up.
I'm like, what's up? Like, immediately
she knew, because we have Emmys this weekend, and when I have a big event,
you do the program.
I do.
She, like, does a program in her mind.
In my mind.
Oh, so you're always with her.
So she, like, knew. Like, I was like, she's like, I know something's going on in your head. What's going on? I was like, oh, it's because she knows me so well.
But you know how to talk yourself through it now.
It's true.
I know. Tanya had a slight breakdown today, but I don't even know what's going on. But she said, I talked myself down, which is, it was a big thing, because normally she needs someone else to help her do it.
Yeah.
She did on her own.
Thank you very much.
You know what?
Proud of you.
Growth.
Growth.
Growth. Growth.
Well, speaking of growing, you're with child.
I am with child.
Which is so awesome.
It's so exciting.
I can't even believe, you know, I didn't even know for 9 weeks.
I know. I want you to talk about, are you, like, sick of talking about how you found out?
No, it's fine. I went on all these trips this summer, and I was, like, living my best life with the kids and my family and my husband, and I wasn't really thinking much about it. And then I went to, do you know what Shape House is?
Oh my, that's the closest to death I've ever felt.
I normally like it, like, once a week, and I went, and I was like, I feel like Becca in this thing. I started, like, pressing the button. I'm like, get me out of here. Yeah. And the woman comes in and she's like, you come once a week. What's your problem? I'm like, honestly, I think I'm going to die. I'm going to pass out. And she's like, gets me out. And I'm like sweating and I'm with my friend and I've turned ghost white. And I'm like, I'm very ill. And she's like, is there any way you could be pregnant?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, I think, well, you know, but then all of a sudden I was like, well, I don't actually know. And yep.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so 9 weeks. And you, did you, like, you know, some people find out because they miss a period. Like,
but because I've always struggled. So I did IVF with my son. I did insemination with my daughter. I've never been pregnant naturally.
Whoa.
And yeah. I've never had a natural, like, a cycle that's, like, well-functioning.
Yeah.
So when it not coming isn't that weird, or being around for way longer than one would like isn't weird either.
Oh, so, like, your period's not so, like, and consistent.
I thought I had my period when I was in Cabo, which I would have been 6 weeks pregnant. So,
wow.
Surprise, that wasn't what it was. I guess it was spotting, or, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But yeah, it's so crazy.
It's so awesome. I mean, think it's just so cool because, yeah, like, you did IVF and you did all the things. You've never gotten pregnant naturally, and then...
And I mean, I even went to the doctor. I'm like, you know, maybe I'm, like, having early menopause, like, something's going on. And he's like, listen, if things don't, like, straighten out for you a little bit, we'll put you on birth control. He's like, but let's just give it 3 more months. But I guess about 2 weeks after that doctor's appointment, I got pregnant unknowingly.
So awesome.
I love that. Y'all make some beautiful babies. So it's truly just...
Thank you.
It's what we needed.
I'm like, this one's like a little fighter. Made it through multiple trips, Six Flags, the Shape House.
Yeah. Honestly, the fact that that baby made it through Shape House.
I know. I was like telling the doctor, I was like, he's like, the Zika I'm okay with, but the Shape House?
Not so much.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys just have such a good, like, marriage and a good family. And, like, you're just one of the most level-headed human beings that I truly know.
Well, my husband probably finds that as like my most irritating quality, that I'm like so level headed, because it's very hard to argue with somebody who's just like deadpan. Like, I'm like, yeah, okay.
It's so
great.
True.
What do you got next?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going
to
yell.
Totally. Like, you deal, like, I will come to her and I'll be so hysterical about something. And then
you?
Yeah, me.
No, it's shocking.
And then she'll just be like, what is it that we know is the truth? And then she'll just be, and I'm like, wow. And then I'm just calm. I'm like, if I was married to that, that would be pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome when we're discussing things outside of us. But if one person's hyped and the other person's like, well, you know, here we go.
It really infuriates people when you don't fight back.
Yeah, when you can't.
Yeah.
But that being said, I never want to go to sleep angry ever. Yeah.
Wait, what's your zodiac sign?
Cancer.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Y'all
could not be more
opposite. Could not be more different.
You're not a very typical Cancer.
I know. But I do get emotional.
Are you cuspy?
No, July 1st. Am I cuspy? I don't
Kinda.
Know.
What's the cusp, though?
Gemini.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know. I don't know much about signs, but now I'm like a little bit revved about being a Gemini.
Wait. When's the baby's due date?
It's in March, beginning of March.
What is that?
Oh, gosh.
Pisces.
What's that?
Good. Solid.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure with that tone. I got a little
I
nervous.
I always like anytime someone says something, I'm like, oh, but I know nothing.
You guys aren't Virgos, right?
No. No.
That's all I know. But that's sometimes can be a little crazy.
Is that your husband?
No.
Oh.
What's he?
I'm so bad
What's
with these.
His birthday?
He's April 19th.
Oh, he's Aries. Is he Aries? Aries.
That's a good.
It's a good combo?
Yeah.
Why?
It just is.
You're
just
like,
trust.
Honestly, you just got red a little bit. Now I'm red.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it's
Senora.
Senora's an Aries.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And you're Cancer. Yeah.
Well.
Well, here we are.
Wait, yeah. So you have a podcast coming out.
I do.
Well, that's what we're announcing.
I know.
That's what's happening. I mean, we go down the rabbit hole on a lot of different topics.
Well, such as what?
I don't know. Swinging.
Uh-huh. Have you done that?
No.
Oh.
I like to talk about things I know nothing about, but I've done extensive research.
Oh, you have? Oh. Do you have friends that do that?
No. But are you ever in that place where you like go on Instagram, you think you're just going to look at one picture, and then all of a sudden you find yourself 45 minutes later looking at like your best friend's cousin's dog's brother's girlfriend? Like,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
That's what you do. That's what you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
On our little sheet right here, it says toe sucking.
Oh, yeah. The toe fetishes.
Sick.
I hooked up with a guy one time and he was like really into my feet.
Sucking
and I was
them?
Like, I mean, you know, we didn't get that far because
did he suck your toes?
He didn't, but he would.
I heard
have.
It's really good.
What?
No.
What? Like, what were the triggers? Like, what was he saying?
No,
how did you know?
I've heard that getting sucked toe, getting your toe sucked, is like one of the most pleasurable experiences you'll ever experience.
It's,
I never have.
I don't. Something about looking down and seeing someone sucking my toes is like a little unnerving. Beyond the feeling, I just keep my eyes closed. I guess.
So you have had them sucked?
No. I haven't had them sucked, but I think that.
Have you had them worshipped?
I've had them like held and just like really someone be like enamored by them.
That's so weird.
So I've learned a lot about toe fetishes.
Uh-huh.
So
you can make some money.
You can. I mean, it's there's a whole venture. Thing. I mean, you even were telling me about how people.
Yeah.
Can,
wiki feeds
where there's all pictures of you are found on the internet of your feet.
Yeah. People have like found my feet on my Instagram.
Mine are there. I checked. Yeah. There's 68 pictures
I'm
of my
sure,
feet.
Yeah.
Of my snossage toes.
Yeah.
Rude.
I mean, I have thought about getting into the industry, honestly.
Of the toe sucking industry?
Look at my feet.
Yeah, you
I
do
mean,
have
you,
nice feet.
You could be.
Thank
but
you.
I think you should go back to that guy and have him suck on your toes.
Okay, well, I can't do that. That would probably be considered cheating of some sort.
Do you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
I asked my coworkers.
I think it's sexual.
I think that's quite sexual.
If you
sexual.
Want to know more about it, then you need to tune in Tuesday.
I'm excited. Oh, like, I love this kind of, it's kind of taboo a little bit, would you say?
I feel like sometimes I can be a little outspoken with my opinions.
Really?
I mean, possibly.
Is it just you? Who
it's
are you?
Different people each week.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's you and a guest.
Guests, yeah. And then we have experts on whatever I've gone down the rabbit hole on.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm really happy for
so
you.
So if you guys ever have any ideas about
the more
things
Teddy,
you
the better.
Want me to really do the deep dive on, let me know.
It's called, the name is actually quite brilliant. It's Teddy. Is it Teddy's Teapot?
Teddy Teapot.
Teddy Teapot.
Cute.
It's like Teddy Teapot.
Yeah.
The teapot.
Yeah, you know. I'm just so cute like that.
I know, you're just so cute like that.
Just fuzzy deadpan me.
Can we, do we, do you think you're having a boy or a girl?
What do you think?
Boy.
Well, this is the part that's weird. Somebody goes, you know, if you have a girl, it takes your beauty away. You're definitely having a girl. And I was like, rude.
Who said that? Like an Instagram troll?
No, like a human being that I saw in person.
Face to face?
And I was like, I thought I was looking good today.
You do.
You do look good today. You look good every day.
This didn't actually happen today, but it happened on a day I was obviously having a bad.
It was after Shape House.
But no, I don't know yet. So we're going to have to see.
But do you feel like similar to other pregnancies?
No, I don't think so because I was on so many steroids and hormones and blood thinners and all of these different things because I was having miscarriages and all these issues that this is so different. And I've been working so much that like there's been no time to slow down and actually like have the symptoms of being pregnant.
Do you think you're going to find out or are you going to make it a surprise? Because you have, well, you have.
I have it in the envelope, but we're just waiting to do the reveal.
Aww.
I know. It's very hard. It's in my glove box because I can't even have it inside of my house because I know I'll just have to.
Oh, are you kidding? The glove box would be my biggest temptation. I'm alone in the car.
No, because I barely drive. Oh. I have a driving phobia. Don't I sound like the great human?
I do actually want to talk a little bit about your pregnancy because you said this is your first fit pregnancy.
Yes. So with my other kids, I wasn't really working out when I got pregnant. I rode horses when I got pregnant with Slate, but I wasn't necessarily like eating healthy or taking care of myself. So I immediately just like put on a ton of weight with Slate and I was put on bed rest because I was having some issues staying like spotting and that type of thing. And then I just never worked out the entire pregnancy, had my daughter, and then went through all of the different issues with getting pregnant with Cruz. So before I even got pregnant with Cruz, I hadn't really lost the weight from Slate. Then I continued gaining weight and it was like, not like gaining weight because I was not doing much. It was like, I'm gaining weight because every single day I'm going through McDonald's drive through and I'm like, I'll have the bacon, egg and cheese biscuit and the cinnamon roll. Thank you. And like they knew me, like it was to that point. And then like, I didn't even live next to like a McDonald's with an easy drive through. Like I was making an effort. And so this is like such a new world to me. You know, I changed my life after Cruz was about 10 months old. I remember I went and did like an activity with the kids and it was a group of us, like six moms and all these kids. And there was a picture that everybody took like for the memory and everybody's sending it to their husbands. And I was like, no way. There's no way I'm sending this picture to anyone. I'm deleting this memory. I can't even look at myself. And I remember thinking, that is so sad, Teddy, that you've gotten to this point where you think your husband doesn't even know what you look like and that you're putting all this pressure of like, you're a great mom, you had a great day, and you're like beating yourself up.
Yeah.
Like this has to change. Like you have to feel good about what you're doing. And it's not about how I looked in that picture, but it's how I felt about myself.
Yeah.
When that picture was sitting there that like broke my heart. And like, I was like, this should have been a great day, but instead I'm having to hide who I am because I'm not comfortable in my own skin right now.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I'm like literally going through that right now. And obviously I know like in the grand scheme of things, I know that
it's
all
relative.
Like fit. Yeah. But like none of my pants fit. I'm like, I don't feel like I don't want to take photos. I'm like, please don't tag me. You know, like it's just weird.
And we go through that. It's like ebbs and flows throughout our life. But I had been somebody always in my past that did fad diets because I would go through lots of times where I would feel like that. But this final time I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go to anybody else. I'm not going to ask anybody's advice. I am changing my life today. And that's it.
That's what happened to me today, and we both ordered the same meal at dinner.
You know what? Cheers.
I was raving about how good the spaghetti squash was, and I heard Teddy talk about it, and I was like, wait, did I get the same thing as you?
You know what?
I'm on the right path.
It's on true. The right path. Cut out those Dr. Peppers, and we're like simpatico.
Yes, yeah, simpatico.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I do get a lot of questions. A lot of people ask me about your program because for anybody that's listening that doesn't know, I've been a client of yours. I've been through the accountability program and it truly changed my life. And like mentally, physically, emotionally, like it really changed me. And although I'm not a current client of yours, like I said, I still feel very close to you because I feel like you empowered me to kind of make this shift in myself. And it's really crazy because even though I'm not necessarily on the program, like
You're still part of the family.
I'm still part of the family, but I still really live the lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
And and that's the beauty of it because, you know, we all practice what we preach. We've all been there. You know, I was the person before that would like go to a workout class and see some girl with a hot body. And I'm like, you've had this hot body your whole entire life. You've never struggled for 1 second. And now you're going to give me tips? Please.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have your pity time right now, you know? So it really kind of resonated with me that, like, every single one of my coaches had to have gone through the program, changed their life, and really, because you have to know what it's like. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be anything. You know, we have clients now that don't necessarily need to lose weight, but they've never, you know, exercised at all, and they're getting high cholesterol or whatever those things are that they need to make shifts, but that you just feel supported. And sometimes we are the friend that tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Totally.
Yeah, that's why I've been scared to jump on in because I'm like, am I ready for that?
No.
What?
I'll tell you that.
I saw that day you guys did a food swap.
Oh yeah.
And I wasn't sure that you, I saw white rice on there.
Oh, and for that, her?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know, Tanya.
I felt like I just, like, I couldn't give her, like, the real thing because she was, like, complaining.
Was starving.
She was starving at, like, 11. I was like, okay, I'll throw her a bone.
I was like, but my stomach, I did wake up with a very flat stomach, I will say, but I was ready to go on some food.
Well, I was once a Pizza Hut VIP. Did you know that
that makes
exists?
Me so proud. I mean,
you have to order with 100 times in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I might need to check into my orders and see if I'm at that level.
You
yet.
Should. I was slightly embarrassed because I was on a date. This was like back before my husband. They're like, congratulations. And I was like, for what? And they're like, you are VIP. Reach 100 orders. I was like, I don't feel like celebrating.
You're like, no, it's not me. It's not me.
Yeah, wrong, Teddy. Yeah.
Weird. You wanted to go to apartment 403. It's not me, you know, but like.
Yeah. I didn't know you ate McDonald's. Like, I feel very connected to you right now.
But I was a diet Dr. Pepper girl.
That's okay. It's all in the fam.
Yeah. I
mean, Dr. Pepper is Dr. Pepper. Diet has its issues too. You
yeah.
know?
I mean, no, I'm saying diet's even worse.
Yeah. True.
This is a little off topic, but we were talking about it before we started the podcast. We were talking about, I have a friend who just texted me and said she found a tampon in her body and it's been there for like 2 weeks.
How does that happen?
Well, I have a friend it happened to, and it was because she put another one in not knowingly and then pushed the other one up.
Does that not make your uterus scream?
I'll tell you what it does. It makes your uterus smell like a fish pond. Right?
That sounds like a personal problem.
I don't know.
I'm so anal about my tampons. Like I like switch them every 2 hours.
But
even
you can
like,
at least rest assured. You can tell your friend that she would know because I had a girlfriend that fully had toxic shock, major, and she was like violently ill.
It's one of my bigger fears is getting the TSS.
Me too. I won't even sleep in a tampon for more than 6 hours.
Well, you set an alarm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No,
I actually don't doubt it from Tanya.
Hold
anyone
on, you're
else
setting
a
I don't
period
sleep more
alarm?
Than 6 hours in a night anyway, so it's usually like by the time I go to bed and I wake up and I pull it right out. I'm
thank
very
you. Thank
scared.
You for the
I'm,
visual.
Yeah, thank you. Like, wow, fish pond pulled
fish
right
pond
out.
You know what? Thank you for teaching me how to use a tampon.
Thank you, Tanya.
After this child, if I still get my period, I'll try again.
This podcast is brought to you by Lola Tampon.
You're going to like start using those cups. I can't.
A diva cup.
No. What's no, the, ma'am.
Oh,
I can't
where
with
they,
those.
Like, collect them.
No, those are them. But what?
Here's my question. Where do you... Lola only for me. where... Do you what? Like, if you're in a public restroom, what
you're
do you
pulling
do?
It out
and then dump it, and then do you wash it in the public sink?
And then you put it back
you
in?
You just put it in the toilet, and then you put it back in.
No, I'm sorry. What? You're dipping it in the toilet water?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, and then you put it right back in?
I imagine so.
With leftover residue blood?
Well, you haven't
that's
touched
worse
your
than
own.
The fish pond.
Yeah, that sounds. And I know
and
we have a lot of listeners.
You guys need to be in touch with your bodies because it's not that gross.
Okay.
Okay, I can swear on my life that I've never smelled a fish pond.
I can swear on my life that I would rather cut my own arm off than go into Chevron and have to change my diva whatever and dish it out in the water, put it back in and start over and then be like, ready for the day.
Wait, though, we have, wait, what?
I haven't smelled a fish pond. I think that might have been like a bad analogy.
It's already been said.
I'm sorry. Get the out. What are the fish that clean the algae? They're suckers.
Yeah, the little sucker ones.
A girlfriend of mine had sex with a tampon in, so it got shoved up there, and it was in her for I don't even know how long. And the reason why she said she only found out about it was because she said it started smelling like not a fish pond.
Did she call her own area a fish pond?
Something like, maybe not a fish pond.
Are you the friend?
No. Are you kidding me? I would know if I had a tampon in me.
I know, you're right. You're so, right. Like, although OCD, I do feel like you're a little crazy back in your heyday. So I don't know. Oh, you aren't you aren't always who you are now.
That's true, but I've always been super
She's
OCD
always been
tampons.
Above the board with fish ponds.
What did she say?
Wait, but
like?
We have a lot of our listeners like rave about the Diva Cup. So I need some info on how you wash it.
Maybe you could go down the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. Great rabbit hole.
Yeah, that would be a Diva great rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole. I know. I need to get real life users.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I also want to know, you use it just one time or then you put it in the dishwasher? I mean, what?
Great question.
I'm confused on what it is exactly.
It looks.
I'm on the Diva Cup website. Oh. And here, I'll allow the man to explain how the Diva Cup works.
Is there a photo?
There's many photos, but I do see that if you don't clean it every 10 hours, it can lead to unpleasant odors and irritation.
Ew.
There it is.
Okay. That's is there
big.
Anything
why is
on,
that
like,
so big?
When do you wash it? Or?
When?
I guess 10 hours, if so, it holds for 10 hours.
Oh, maybe you don't take it out for 10 hours. Maybe you leave it in all day so you don't find yourself at the Chevron.
But you can't guarantee that that's as much, like, you can't guarantee how much is going to go, like, fill up.
That's, they're saying that's going to last
different sizes.
All day.
I mean, for different flows.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
For different flows.
I think you know it.
I mean, can you imagine the large if that's the small?
I might take one for the team. Use one for my period and then come on your podcast and tell you all about it.
Wait, do it on ours. I want to know what it feels like.
You can come too.
Okay. Yeah, you can come too.
But we need to go down this rabbit. I mean, yeah, I don't know. But what would you prefer? A Diva Cup or a pad?
A Diva Cup.
Yeah, I mean,
I used to cry when I first ever started my period and beg my mom to check me out because I couldn't handle it.
I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. So my parents were divorced for like 7 years and I got my period when I was at my dad's house. So it was only my sister there. Okay. And I get my period, it's my very first period, and I was going to a pool party.
Oh no.
And I was like, I really want to go swimming. I was like, Tina, please put the tampon in for me. I can't do it. Like, I don't know how to do it. She like refused. It's my sister. She like would not put it in me.
Shocking.
I begged. Yeah, I was so like, please. Rude. And she like was showing me how to do it, but she's like, I'm not going to do it for you. And I was like, I'm begging you, like crying. She still said no. So I put it in myself, okay? I get to the party, I go with my dad, and I go in the pool, and it starts like, I feel like it, like something like filling up, and I was like, what? I run out to my dad, and I'm like, Dad,
no.
I'm like, is the tampon supposed to soak the pool water in?
You didn't put it all the way in.
I just like corked it. I just like, ouch.
Were you in pain?
So like 75% of the tampon was hanging out of.
How did you sit?
Were you in a one piece or a two?
A two piece. And I called my sister and she's like crying laughing. She's like, you have to push it all the way out.
Like, could you see it from this one? like a little point?
Like a little baby dinger.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, so good.
Please,
what did your dad say? What? I need to know what your dad said.
I don't know.
You guys, this is so crazy because I did it once and I literally, after I did it,
and you went swimming? Did it fill up with water?
No. And I sat down and screamed because it hurt so bad. How did you ride in the car?
How did you make it to the party? Like, occasionally it'll happen and I immediately have to switch the situation.
I know. I'm like, now I put mine way up there. Like, it's like I overcompensate. Like,
I can't. Like the string's barely hanging out of me.
Did you have like an OB one, like with no applicator?
Yes.
What? Who bought you those?
My sister.
That was me.
It was. Why would she buy one without an applicator?
I still don't know how to use those. I'm 38.
Me too.
I asked for one in an emergency one time and they handed it to me and I was like,
who wants to stick their own finger in? I can't. It's disgusting. Into that fish pot.
I recently used one. I filled it up with apple cider vinegar to stick up me.
Okay. I need warning. What? Did you
I read that it was like really good to clean your vagina with apple cider vinegar, and so I wasn't sure how you do that, so I soaked an OB tampon.
I'll tell you how you do it. You just put apple cider vinegar in a bath and you soak your body in the bath.
Oh, is that how you're
oh my god, I don't think you're supposed to like drown out your vag.
Oh. I soaked it in the apple cider vinegar and then proceeded to like try to shove it, but it was like all soaked in there. It's so hard.
I can't. Who did you talk to about this?
Yeah, what this internet food? Sensation
yeah,
told
it was
you
something
that.
I like read or heard on a podcast. I was like, oh, apple cider vinegar is good for a vagina. Okay. I'm like, oh, it was tough.
I don't Man. Imagine that would feel nice inside either.
It didn't feel bad. But it didn't go far.
You've just the tip.
Oh, man. I haven't laughed that hard in a minute. That was, like,
I need
painful.
To ask my sister about that. Yeah, I need to ask my sister about that.
My friends, day. My senior year, one of my friends did it for my other friend.
Put a tampon in.
I would do it. I was horrified.
If anybody asked me to put a tampon in for them, I would do it because I was so upset that my sister didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
If you didn't have hands and you needed a friend to put a tampon,
what if she hands, just was though? Tired one day?
I would do it for you.
No. I will never request that of you, but thank you. Yeah. The loyalty nice. Is it's reassuring, really.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Well,
on that note, maybe we can let you go to bed.
Yeah. Well,
no tampons for you.
Good luck, guys. I'm not going to be using a tampon for 6 months or so I'll be in the clear. It's a shame. I was hoping to use some apple cider vinegar.
That actually would probably be good for your vagina. With
no!
With baby?
I'm so sure. I'll ask the doctor.
Yeah, ask a medical professional, please.
Yeah, ask the doctor.
Can you tell everyone where they will be able to listen to Teddy Teapod?
You can listen to it on iHeartRadio or wherever you find podcasts, and it'll be available this Tuesday.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome. Thank you. That was Tanya. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We release you to go to sleep or gamble or whatever you're going to go
do.
Oh,
yeah. You know what? They love pregnant ladies in the casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not
all
like,
the rage.
You have a dress that's hiding the pregnancy, though. You go do what you need to do.
I'll go do me. All right. Bye, guys.
Right, love
bye.
You.
I think we can all agree that everyone here loves a good subscription box. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah, woo! Yeah.
Well, from food boxes to wellness boxes, they're all the rage. What about a subscription box for the kids in your life that are fun, educational, and helps them develop creative confidence to change the world?
Our kids truly are the future, and it's our job to prepare them for that. Empower them to be creative, confident, and fearless in all their endeavors with KiwiCo's innovative projects. So KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. So STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. They have the Panda, Koala, Kiwi, Atlas, Doodle, Tinker, and the Eureka crates. Which ones did you give your nephews?
I gave them the Tinker crates. It helps them to use science and use their brain in that way. And this, the example, the one that I gave them was him building like a little catapult.
So cool.
Easton's into it.
Yeah. I mean, I know that the Tinker crates aimed towards ages 9 to 16.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a 16 plus. So that's me as far as I'm concerned.
That plus sign is for you, Easton.
Yeah. I mean, my nephew's only... I think I gave him the Panda crate because that one's like basic, it's age appropriate. It's very hands on and it's like kind of helps. He's more of a toddler, right? Aren't you a toddler at three?
Yeah, I think it's a toddler.
Yeah. It helps them build a foundation for learning. So there really is something for every age group. I gave a different one to my nephew and then a different one to my niece. And they really like it. My sister really likes it because they're like literally always going through new toys every 5 seconds. So it's awesome that it's a subscription box.
And it's like they sit down and they're able to build something, and it's not just they play with it and they're over it. They build it, and then it's like they feel proud that they created something.
It's true.
Which is really cool. And if you're pressed... Go ahead.
Did you say? I was just going to say, if you're pressed for time, no worries. Because each month the kid in your life receives a new fun and engaging project with all the supplies that they need to challenge themselves creatively.
And as a parent or babysitter or aunt or uncle, whatever you are to the children in your life, we know you're super busy and always on the go. It can be tough to go grocery shopping, work, feed the family, go to that soccer practice, and get in some quality time together. Work together with your child to create an engaging and exciting project. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. There's no commitment. You can cancel at any time. Monthly options start at $16.95 per month, including shipping. For our listeners, go to kiwico.com/Becca to get your first month for free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/Becca and get your first month for free. That's kiwico.com/Becca. Well, Tanya's about to fall asleep. I bet you wish you were home with your Brooklyn in sheets.
I do. I actually just washed them and they're freshly on my bed right now. I'm so pissed that I'm not in my home bed right
well,
now.
Well, you'll be back tomorrow and it'll feel so good.
Yeah.
Well, making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. You spend 1/3 of your life in sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable?
Truly.
So when you sleep well on hotel quality sheets that don't cost an arm and a leg. I mean, I don't mind sheets anywhere else, but I just love my Brooklinen sheets at home. There's just nothing better.
There really is nothing better. And I sleep naked, so...
You just really feel it over
really
the whole body, huh?
I feel it on my whole body and it feels good.
Well, founded in early 2014 by husband and wife Vicky and Rich Fullup, who wanted to find beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah, their mission was to make you comfortable. Luxury sheets, towels, bedding, and more without the luxury markup. Most beddings are marked up to as much as 300% BTW.
That makes me feel so played.
I know. Well, Brooklinen was the first DTC bedding company, meaning that they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. There's no middlemen, just a great product and service.
And the sheets don't just feel great, they look great too. You can mix and match over 20 plus colors and patterns. I can't believe most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. That blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I love a good towel situation too. Like you can get some bad, there's some bad towels out there.
They're like that get like all like hard
on
the skin. Yeah.
Brooklinen only gives us the best. My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Swear by them.
Not only the sheets are amazing, but their towels have turned my bathroom into a spa. We couldn't recommend them more, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like these are great gifts for your friends, family, or treating yourself to the upgrade you deserve.
That's sometimes, a great idea. Gift, Becca. Smart little cookie you are.
I know, and I feel like I would totally appreciate some new towels or another
like a nice set of white towels for a bathroom. Just like a full set. That's a great gift.
I know.
Love that.
I agree. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code scrubbing at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code scrubbing at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code scrubbing. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
By the way, just fun fact, I you know, I get waxed. That's like I wax my vagina.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and my waxer lady told me that you can stop getting ingrown hairs by not wearing underwear to sleep. And normally I sleep naked, but I sleep with underwear. I've been going completely sans. Changed my life.
So. Wow.
Wait.
So.
I mean, Brickland's awesome, but you
completely sans.
I thought you've been doing that this whole time.
No, I always used to wear underwear. It was like naked, Tanya, but with underwear.
That is like, you have been lying, I feel like. Because you act like you're full
naked. That's
nude.
Still naked.
That's not naked.
No.
Yes, it is.
Naked means without clothes.
Yeah.
Those naked are clothes. Means naked with underwear on. What kind of freak doesn't sleep with underwear on? Well me we now. Thought.
I thought that was you.
We thought you were that freak forever. No, now no. You're just recently that freak.
Now I'm recently that freak.
I and just it's feel amazing. Like. Oh, so this whole time you've had underwear on?
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, oh, I sleep naked. And you have like granny unders on or something?
I feel I'm not,
you,
deceived.
You're going to have to see which ones I wear. Change it up every night, you know? But yeah, I used to wear underwear, but not anymore.
That's well, how
would
good
you wear
Brooklyn.
A bra too?
No.
Oh, no. Bras are not.
Yeah.
Not
I'm
it.
Not even wearing one right now. Like, why would I wear one to bed?
Unless I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what's up anymore.
All right, Brooklyn's the best sheets ever.
Ever. I love her so much. I haven't laughed that hard in a really long time.
I love her too.
And also, like, some of your stories almost don't seem real. It's like, there's no way that can be real.
We can call my sister.
No, I believe you. Oh. I'm just saying sometimes
I actually
like,
want to talk to my sister because I want to ask her, A, still why she didn't put the tampon up.
I know why she didn't do that.
And then why she gave me an OB tampon at the age of like 14 or whenever I got my period, 13.
I do have questions about that. Maybe we'll call her.
And then I want to ask my dad what he said when I was like, why is it filling up with water? Because I really don't remember.
I'm interested to see if he remembers.
My dad? I'm sure.
That's so funny. So crazy.
I'll ask them if they remember.
Just the most entertaining human. I'm thankful that you're my best friend.
Okay, wow. Totally off topic. I have a message that I want to share that I got from somebody. So I wanted to read this because I got this DM from a scrubbing in listener and I just thought it was so sweet because it's so crazy that I don't know this woman. Never met her. And I'm so connected to her because we'd been writing back and forth. She had just this past weekend, it was like her weekend. So she had met somebody also on FaceTime and was like started FaceTime dating this guy who was like coming in to stay with her.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. And so she finally said, this past weekend was the weekend. I stuck to my guns. I told him I packed with myself and his response was that he respected me and more for sticking to my guns. And she said, because I was respecting myself more as well. She said, I really just wanted to say thank you for giving people like me someone to look towards and for boldly saying that taking this stance or whichever you choose is okay. You guys are doing so much more than recording a podcast or a morning show. And I hope you guys know that.
Hmm.
How sweet is that?
That was so sweet.
Oh my goodness. That's so sweet. My heart.
I wanted to read an update on Melinda Kirby, who we called in the hospital, who's going through cancer and she's going through chemo and she just shaved her head. And she posted some photos and she said, bye bye hair. When you're told you're going to live, but you have to lose your hair, losing your hair seems like no big deal until it actually comes time to do it. The emotional struggle I have had leading up to shaving my head was harder than I ever could have imagined, but everything was healed when in the middle of shaving my head, Olivia, her daughter, came up and said, Mama? And I said, yes, baby. And she said with a big smile, kiss. And she looks so beautiful and all the scrubbers were commenting, just like encouraging her. And aww. It just made me so proud. So
I love her so much.
I know. So, you know, as always, we love you guys. We can't say it enough.
Yeah.
We're really grateful.
There was another girl that was in the Facebook group. Oh, actually somebody had a suggestion to me that we do I'm going to have to reread it, but it was something like we pick a something from the Facebook group once a week that we like shout out or something. Cause like they kind of feel like they're involved in those, you know, things that are going on. But there was a girl who just she'd met somebody on like the new dating Facebook app or whatever the new Facebook dating is. And she was going on her first date and she like sent a selfie and I was like, you're so cute.
Oh, this girl messaged me and I responded to her and she said, so she DM'd me and she said, She said Becca in all caps, and she said, okay, I'm not Tanya and I don't have urgent news, but I love y'all and I love the podcast. You two are the best. In other news, I have a huge problem I need your advice with. I've sent it in an email twice and it hasn't been read. Should I send it again? It asks what to do when you're attracted to someone you shouldn't be. So I asked her to elaborate.
Yeah, please.
She said, here's the tea. I've been married to my husband for 6 years. We're happily married and he is perfect for me. I recently made a friend at church and we have started hanging out with her and her husband a lot. They live close to us and go to our church, so we'd run into them a lot. We have lots of mutual friends too. We love spending time with them, but I am so attracted to her husband. He's so fine. What's worse is he makes a point to come and talk to me whenever we see each other. He always brings the conversation back to me and is just a really sweet guy. We are both more the social ones in our relationship, so we naturally are the ones carrying the conversations. I find myself thinking about him when we're not with them and just kind of fantasizing. Have you ever been attracted to someone you shouldn't be? What should I do? I do have a strong faith, and I think God can strengthen me to be able to bear this burden. I think I need to start there, but I feel like I can't tell anyone about this, so I have no one to vent to.
Not ideal.
Yeah, that's not... Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sans marriage, so yeah. I don't really know, but I feel like you just can't be friends with that couple. If you're attracted to the girl's husband, it's a hard no.
If it's like that intense, I know. Like, I mean, I think because it will also, I mean, I think this is a momentary thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know she says like, oh, I dream about this person
mm-hmm.
when he's not here. But I also think that it's easy to feel like get that feeling
mm-hmm.
kind of suddenly, but it's not going to, I mean, I don't know.
It's not going to go away.
I don't want to discount this person's feelings, but also like, I don't think that it's like, worth jeopardizing your mm-hmm. marriage for.
I told her, I said, I think if you distance yourself from being around him, that's the only way you're not going to do something that harms your marriage.
Yeah.
And I said, I think it's going to be hard to get over it if you're just hanging out with them all the time. Like, you're not going to get over having feelings for someone when you're talking to them or seeing them all the time. And obviously, like, maybe you're going through a lull in your marriage and something exciting comes along, but that doesn't yeah. mean you don't act on it, you know?
Yeah.
We can't help how we feel. Like, true. You can't help that you're attracted to someone else, but you do have, you can.
I know, but it's like, sucks. Cause like, when you're married, like, you'd think that you don't have to deal with that stuff.
You know what they say? Just because you're vegan doesn't mean the bacon don't smell good.
Who says that?
I heard it the other day. I thought it was good. But it's true. It's like you might make a decision to not eat the bacon, but it still smells good. That sounds sexual now then in this context. But
like when I get married, I just want the bacon to be my husband's bacon.
Yeah, but someone else might have some nice smelling bacon, but it doesn't mean.
But I don't want to eat that person's bacon.
That's what I'm saying. I know. So I'm telling her to stay away from the bacon. That smells nice.
Like, yeah, don't turn that griddle on, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Don't turn that griddle on.
Don't let the bacon start cooking. Yeah, but then that sucks because then you, like, they hang out with these people all the time. And it's like,
yeah, but it's like, is she hanging out with him because she likes him or she's into him? Yeah. Or is she hanging out with him because they're great friends? I think it's she uses that as a cover as we hang out with them all the time, you know? Yeah. Which I get. I mean, you know, you make excuses to see someone when you're into them, but
that's true.
Yeah. Tanya's really just defeated at the fact that you can't help your feelings.
I'm defeated in so many ways right now. Like, I truly, like, I would like to just point out that it is 10:30 PM on a not sure what day of the week this is. And this is not when I'm thriving in life.
I know. Tori just pointed out that I've talked so much more on this late night podcast than I do at 10 a.m. when we record. So we figured out where we are the strongest during the day.
And the yin to my yang.
Yeah. But we mostly record on early mornings, early mornings at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m.
Yeah. And that's when I'm like at my peak.
I know. You're like coming off the radio show. You're you're ready to talk.
Oh, my adrenaline is like pumping.
Yeah. So...
Every I feel like my advice is subpar. Like, I'm like, don't eat the other person. Why would you want the other person's bacon? Like, does it even make sense? I'm sorry. What was that person's name?
It was anonymous.
Oh, anonymous. I'm sorry. That was like terrible advice.
It's okay. I felt like Easton and I really stepped up. Brought the bacon home.
We did bring home the bacon, but we're only eating the bacon that we're supposed to be eating.
Great.
And we're eating it in our home full of our favorite furniture from our favorite company, article.com.
That's right.
We love Article. It is the easiest way to make your space look beautiful. Right now, Article is all about no fuss entertaining, from loungeable is it poofs or puffs?
Poofs. I have one. I got one. It's teal. It's so cute.
And sectionals to stackable chairs in the event of extra guests. Article is here to help you make this entertaining season stress-free and beautiful. You know, I think a lot of people think of furniture companies as being like the big pieces in your house, but I feel like Article has so many things that can just change up the room if you don't have the funds to like purchase a new couch, or, you know, like you can accessorize and change up your place without having to do anything too big or too expensive.
Totally. Like that teal poof. Like I know it's, I'm going to post a picture of my patio because it just like really adds so much to it.
I know. Yeah.
It's really cute.
All those little things can make a difference. And as we all know, furniture shopping is famously terrible. You have the overeager salespeople following you, clipping your heels. They're so close.
Clipping your heels.
There's poor quality pieces that you actually spend way too much on. There's interminable.
You never know how long it's going to take to ship it.
You really don't. I had a piece of furniture that I did not order from Article, and it took 7 months to get to me.
Oh my, that's like almost a year.
I know. It was not great, but you won't get that at article.com.
That's right. Article keep their prices low because they cut out the middleman and they sell directly to you. So there's no showrooms, no salespeople, no retail markups. And Article's team of designers focuses on beautifully crafted pieces, quality of material, and excellent construction. They are dedicated to a modern aesthetic, which I love, with Scandinavian touches. The prices are fair and you save up to 30% over traditional retail prices. Fast flat rate shipping is available across the USA and Canada, starting at just $49, with free basic shipping on orders over $999.
All in-stock items are delivered in 2 weeks or less. That is so amazing. There's a 30-day return policy with simple returns and exchanges, which is so nice because a lot of times you're left stuck with something that doesn't fit or doesn't go with your place. So this is ideal. Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. So if you're looking to decorate for the fall, or you're looking to have more seating for guests for your parties, your Halloween parties, now is the time to get on their website. To claim this offer, visit article.com/Becca, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/Becca to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Well, you guys, this has been quite the time here in Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Woo! We also got a shout out our best friends at Shake Shack.
Love Shake Shack.
They're so good. We love them so much. You know, some of the people that work with ArcLight Cinemas also work with Shake Shack, and I got to talk their ear off the other night about how much we love Shake Shack.
Do you know what I want to eat after the Emmys?
A burger and fries.
Shake Shack burger. Shake Shack.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I'm already, that's what I'm, you know, you asked me what I was looking forward to most tomorrow. It's Shake Shack. Backstreet Boys followed by Shake Shack.
Backstreet Boys and Shake Shack.
Yeah, no, Shake Shack's awesome. And you know, they're all over the place. So you can find, we didn't have them on the West Coast till recently. And now it's like a dream. It's true. We got one in Burbank, not far from the studio. It's awesome.
One in Burbank?
There's one in the LAX airport.
I've only known the one though in WeHo.
And every time I go, no matter what time, there's a line. Even with if it's in reason. The morning.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, there's one in Burbank on a San Fernando, downtown Burbank. And you can find one near you at ShakeShack.com or on the Shack app.
I need to download that.
Well, guys, shall we...
I would just like to say my pants are so tight and... my dress for Sunday is also extremely tight. So if you could just be so inclined and maybe watch the show and just be like, Tanya, you look nice in that dress.
Yeah, everyone watch Tanya on Sunday on live on E, live on the red carpet.
Live from the red carpet.
On E. Mm-hmm. What time?
It's 3 p.m. Pacific, so...
That's six Eastern and yeah. 5 Central.
Yeah, so it'll be me and Justin Sylvester, whom has been on the podcast, who we love. Jason and Juliana holding it down. And then Zana Rossi's the fashion expert.
Well, I saw the dress and it is absolutely stunning. You're going to be just a goddess out there on that red carpet.
I appreciate that. It's very tight.
It should be. It's going to keep you alert.
Yeah, it's going to keep me really alert.
Well, my pants are unbuttoned right now, so
you're doing better than that. I know. I'm just like, at least mine are remaining buttoned. But I just looked over at Danielle and I was like, this is situation.
Nothing Shake Shack can't cure for you tomorrow. It has been so fun scrubbing in from Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. So happy to be here with you.
So happy to be here
with
you.
Love you so much.
Love you more. I already miss you.
Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Just kidding. I was actually going to bring my suitcase over here so I could stay in your room tonight. But I just felt like you wouldn't want that.
Thank you.
Was I right?
I haven't had alone time in a minute, so you're enjoying my own bed. But okay. Also, I would have been fine if you stayed over. But okay. I appreciate the thoughtfulness.
Thanks.
But I wouldn't have kicked you out.
Okay.
We're going to call time of death. And
yeah,
every
please
time
tell everybody what time it is.
It's, oh my God, it's 19, no, it's 21, 23,
it's 23,
304.
Nobody should be awake at this hour.
I'm so bad at doing math.